this morning about dating out of your league, and how do these guys pull it off? What was the trolls and toadies?
Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah. How do they do it? As we've been inspired by this Men's Health article saying, just approach her. Just approach her. See what happens.
I tell you what, it's like everyone's saying, you just have to have that approach. You gotta look her in the eye, be confident. That's really what it's all about.
Salivate a little bit, a little drool out of the corner of the mouth.
What's that now?
Have a little drool hanging out of the corner of your mouth. Added touch.
Well, yeah, I mean, as you approach them, you know what you want, right? You gotta be hot, you know?
Tongue wagging.
Be confident.
Thanks for the call, man.
Gotta be thirsty.
Yep, see you later.
What?
I think you said gotta be thirsty.
Oh. Not Ninja Vanish?
Not Ninja Vanish. Not to be confused with Ninja Vanish. Go ahead, what do you think, dating out of your league?
Yeah, well, I'm married to an absolutely gorgeous woman who I know when we walk, you know, people are like, oh, God, why is she with him?
No, so
it's not about money. I'm a soldier, so I don't get paid that much. And I've come to terms with, well, quite frankly, I'm not the best-looking guy.
So come on now.
Oh, I've accepted it. But she is absolutely gorgeous and the best thing could have ever happened to me. It's all about how you present yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You have to show it. They're like, well, approach a woman because she's gorgeous. I think the number one thing you need to realize when reading articles in men's magazines is that they're kind of assuming a level of intellect or conversational skill when they say, go for someone out of your league.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, as long as you have that courage, you know, a woman's going to be like, oh, wow, you know, this guy's got some guts. Let's see what he's got.
There you go. Well, we appreciate the call this morning, man.
Yeah, thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, man. We're overflowing on this show with this thing. What do you think, dating out of your league?
I think the guy that called in about the money, he must be stupid.
Oh, about, yeah, 75% of women going after money?
What? No, he's just some ugly guy with no money, and he's blaming it on the fact that he has no money.
Uh-oh. Do I smell a call out? Is she calling him out?
Well, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. No, I don't think he has very much intelligence.
Yeah, I think that's kind of... I don't want to go as far as call the guy stupid, but I definitely don't agree with those stats. 75% of women are money chasers.
That's pretty high. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to say I like money, but I'm not going to go after somebody because they have it or don't.
Yeah, money is a nice added bonus, but, you know, and if people want to be secure, yeah, you're probably going to be more likely to date a guy who's at least secure financially.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily
a guy who's
loaded, right?
I'm not going to go find a dork who's a millionaire and date him.
I don't know. Bill Gates came up to you and asked you out?
No,
he's
Bill
a
Gates.
Billionaire.
Not my type.
Bill Gates isn't your type?
Not so much.
No. Well, he'd be my type for that much money, I think. I don't know.
There you go.